Let's start with the Simon game. So tell me what it is and how it works.
The game of Simon has actually been around since the 1970s. It's named after the traditional game of Simon Says because Simon gives the directions for each pattern. So Simon Swipe looks like a steering wheel with the outer circle divided into four colored parts. And each of these four buttons lights up and produces a particular tone.
Red, yellow,
green, and blue. So it's actually an A major chord that it's playing.
I didn't even realize that.
Yes. But it plays them in a random order, and then the player has to press or swipe the buttons in the same order that they're presented to him, and the patterns become more complicated as the game progresses.
What did you find that this game, what basic skills is it helping a child with?
Simon helps develop memory encoding through a focus on patterns, both visual and auditory. Patterns are very important. The brain learns through patterns. It's always watching for patterns, making predictions based on the patterns. And the pattern matching and the continual adjustment is really the essence of what our brain does when it's learning.
So another game that you looked at is called Cubulus, and it looks sort of like a fancy Rubik's Cube with small balls in the chambers.
Yes. To win the game, the players have to form a 2x2 square with the color of their balls one side. And they can do this by putting balls into the cube or taking them out. Like a giant 3D tic-tac-toe game.
And what skills does Cubulus help kids develop?
Cubulus is good because it supports spatial cognition, which includes spatial perception, spatial memory, ability to mentally manipulate information.
And this toy would be good for kids of what age?
Probably ages 6 and up.
Uh-huh. Now, is there any benefit with starting a kid younger on something like this, or do you really want to wait?
It probably would depend on the child's maturity level. If they had the attention to sit and focus and could understand, the directions might be a little confusing because if you think about it, there are actually 10 different tic-tac-toe boards in here. So even if you're really good at tic-tac-toe, this game could present a challenge for you.
For adults as well. I'm
That's
looking
right.
at it sort of like, wow, that does look complex.
Right.
Also on the list that you put together with the neuroscience researcher at UT Arlington are a few card games. One called Blink, which kind of reminds me of Uno. Tell me about that one.
In the game Blink, cards have a variety of shapes, and they're presented in different colors and amounts. So they might have two hearts or three diamonds or leaves or whatever. The players race to play all of their cards by matching the color or the shape or the count with the target cards.
And that card game is recommended for kids 7 and older.
And it promotes the development of executive skills. So attention, because it's moving quickly, task switching, modulating impulsive responses. So it does get confusing because you could be just focused totally on number and somebody might match a shape. You've got to stay on top of what's there.
So how important, how fundamental are games in helping kids to develop some of these skills that you've mentioned, task switching, spatial cognition, memory?
Well, any of the skills can be developed without the games, but there is a reason that we chose games. One is learning is a very social experience. Mm-hmm. Interacting with others can actually help to strengthen learning. Most of the games are social. So in addition to enhancing the learning, they also support the development of social skills. Also, many of the skills can't be taught in a classroom, but they can be developed with frequent practice. And that's where the games really come in, because they give children opportunities to practice the skills in a fun, non-threatening environment.
Debbie Cockrum is Managing Director at the Research and Learning Center at the Fort Worth Museum of Science and History. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Lauren.